Hello there, and welcome to Casual Fridays by I Read Aloud, the podcast that discusses various themes from a personalized lens so that you always end up with my unwarranted opinion and advice, no matter what. I am your host, Dada, and I do urge you to look me up on YouTube. Just search for @IReadAloud. And you'll enter my world of storytelling with the click of a button. Needless to say, you'll also find this podcast on my YouTube channel. Today's episode is titled A Man vs. Bear, and it is inspired by this huge social media blow-up regarding if a woman would be in the woods or would rather be in the woods with a man or a bear. Apparently, this question was asked on the streets of a few women, and several women responded bear, that they would rather be in the forest with a bear than with a man. The reasoning behind this response varied from feeling safer with a bear than with a man, not being molested by a bear as you would be by a man, and it reached a stage of some women saying that at least if a bear molested me or tried to kill me, people would believe me, whereas if a man tried to do anything of the sort and attacked me, no one would believe me. Now, of course, there was a huge backlash from certain men on this response, and they would say, how is it possible for a woman to want to be with a bear more than a man? And there were a few men who took it upon themselves to try and raise awareness that if a woman is trying to speak up about her insecurities, that men should listen to them and men should try and change, and that the patriarchy in general is not serving the image of men in this society, and so on and so forth. The social media trend went as far as mothers asking their husbands if they would rather that their daughter, who's, you know, maybe a toddler or, you know, around the age of 7 or 8 or 12, if he would rather that his daughter would be in the woods with a man or a bear. And interestingly enough, from the videos I've seen, most of the men, except for one, said they prefer a bear. And someone commented from the women saying that, oh, it's so interesting to see, you know, this moment of realization in men's eyes, you know, when they are cornered to choose a man or a bear, and how they realize that, you know, the bear is safer than the man. Now, I have to say that when my brother was about to have a girl, we kind of, you know, jokingly told him, you know, what are you going to do when she starts dating? And he said, oh, I'll have a rifle behind the door. And usually these situations are kind of taken lightly and we joke about them. So I was a bit surprised that these situations were taken so seriously on social media and became a trend for such fear and for spreading such hatred of men. Now, I want to respond to this based on several premises. So I'm going to take the first premise and discuss this part of children being left alone in the woods with a man or a bear. Now, as I said, there was this one man, this one father, who said that he would rather have his daughter with a man because at least the man, you know, can help her. He can hold her hand, he can lead her out of the forest, and he could actually seek help. He can, you know, if she's injured, he can heal her or at least, you know, treat her injury to some extent before she gets to the hospital. And, you know, he would actually be able to help her. As the bear, what can he do? Is this a Jungle Book? And interestingly enough, you know, most of the comments on that video were like, oh, bless his heart, he's so innocent, and, you know, he doesn't know about the nature of men, and so on and so forth. But the truth is, and the way I see it, is that each man's response depends on this man's inner truth and inner self. So it is obvious to me that the father who chose that a man be with his girl to help her is actually a man who respects women, who holds women in high regard, and who has probably never had any bad intention towards a woman in his life. And I totally respect that, and I highly commend this man for his response. Now, some mothers asked, you know, their fathers if they would rather that the child, the girl, the daughter, would be better off with a man or a woman in the woods. And the immediate response from the man was woman. And this kind of made me laugh a little bit, because it is true in statistics you find that, you know, generally women who are perpetrators and murderers and sex offenders, you know, are less in percentage than men, but it is not that much of less of a percentage. It's probably half of the men, or let's say a quarter of the men, of the percentage of men who might harm another human being. But the idea is that the woman is not also a guarantee for safety. So I can't believe I'm saying this, because I always advocate for women's rights, but let's be practical and, you know, factual here, that if we are going to doubt the man for, you know, his evil nature, then we should also not trust completely and blindly a woman. And just because she's a woman, she becomes the mother and the nurturer and the loving human, taking care of the child. There are so many women who kill their children, who hurt their children, who don't want to do anything with their children. So basically for me, the question is not about man or woman. The question is about human. Would you trust a human with a child instead of a bear, as opposed to a bear? Or would you not trust the human with a child? And I think that is a fair question to start with. Another thing that was not asked. No one asked if you'd rather have your son, who's a toddler or 7, 8 years old or 12 years old, if you'd rather have your son in the woods with a man or a woman or a bear. And it's as if the whole premise of this tells you that the daughter is always seen as the weak one, as the inferior one, as the helpless one. Whereas the boy, who is still, you know, cannot take care of himself, the poor thing, and can also be raped and molested and murdered, you know, is seen as the hero, as the conqueror. And this shows you how much pressure society puts on males since their infancy, you know, to be strong and, you know, resilient and, you know, almost feelingless, whereas the pressure on women is to be, you know, docile and, you know, helpless and innocent, most importantly, as if innocence is reserved to only girls, you know, and their childhood. No, innocence is reserved to all children, male and female. We have to wake up to that. And we cannot, you know, exclude males and boys, in this case, young boys, from this equation. And we have to look out for both. And we have to care for both, because they are both innocent children who need the care and the attention and the love and the nurturing of parents and elderly adults who take care of them. Now, let me go back to the original premise of this question, which was asked of an adult woman. If I were asked this question, if I would rather be in the woods with a man or a bear, when I'm, you know, out having a drink or walking on the street, I would jokingly definitely say, oh, bear. And, you know, it's something, it's sarcasm. It would definitely come to my head as sarcasm, just, you know, for the fun of it, you know. And I don't know what the premise of all these women was, or like what the intention of these women who responded was. Were they being sarcastic? Were they being serious? I don't know. But generally, older women would jokingly say bear, you know. And that is usually the natural response. Now, maybe a woman who's really has been so traumatized by some experience might mean it seriously. That's a different story. But what's the percentage of women who would mean it when they say bear, to be honest? I mean, I was born in 1977, and I grew up watching The Blue Lagoon with Brooke Shields. Now, this movie made me want to be stranded on an island alone with a boy for so many years. It was the ultimate, you know, romantic thing that could happen. And then all these romantic movies you grew up watching in the 90s, you know, You've Got Maid with Meg Ryan, Sleepless in Seattle, also with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, and so on and so forth. I'm not going to go through a whole list of 100 movies now. But all these movies, you know, promote the idea of romance, and we love them. And I can just imagine this question being asked in the 90s, and women saying, oh, definitely, man, we want the romance. And this brings the question of what has happened to the society that now we would rather have the bear than the man. There is something so wrong in this. Why are we so fear-based? If you've seen the movie Wild with Reese Witherspoon and told the true story of a woman finding herself in the wilderness by going on this huge hike all by herself, and she goes through a lot of suffering and whatnot alone, versus watching The Mountain Between Us with Kate Winslet and Idris Elba, where, you know, a man and a woman are stranded alone and they fight for survival together and they end up, you know, having a romance and being together. Which one would you prefer? I mean, I would definitely prefer Idris Elba in the woods than, you know, being alone and wild, you know, fending off nature by myself. Heck, seriously, what is wrong with us? No, this is not acceptable that we start hating on men. And, you know, and I know this might sound surprising. Those who have listened to my podcast know that I'm a huge advocator for women. I definitely fight women's rights. I definitely, you know, I'm very aware of the patriarchy and how it has affected women's roles and how we should change things. But does it mean we hate on men? No. I want a man in my life. I want romance in my life. And what are the chances, you know, of me being in the woods with someone who's going to be a serial killer or a murderer or a sex offender? Let us look at the statistics. This is what's going to sway you, I believe. Because we always imagine, you know, that there are so many sex offenders and so many murderers and so many serial killers. And I think it's all because of all these shows we watch and these series we watch, you know, of these perverted characters, which is fun to watch, but it's not really our reality, is it? So there was a study, and it's something, you know, I'm taking loosely. I heard someone saying at one point that 1 in 10 men, you know, has said that if they would not get caught, they would probably force a woman into a sexual act against her will. Now, that's 10% of men who said that, supposedly. But who would actually act upon it? Because this is all probability, okay? I am going to be generous and say that 5% or like half of these men who said that would actually create or molest a woman. 5%, what about the 95% that's remaining? Am I going to be scared of all men because of 5% of men who have issues? And, you know, once... Just if you are worried about being, you know, sexually molested, I asked one of my guy friends who was really into martial arts, and I asked him to teach me some, you know, moves to protect myself, you know, self-defense moves. And he kind of laughed at me and said, you have the perfect move. And I'm like, really? And he said, all you have to do is grab the lower part of the man's genitals and just pull as hard as you can, and he will be writhing on the floor in pain. You'll get away. It's that simple. I never thought of it because, you know, the thing I've seen on television is kicking someone in the shins. I'm going to just use that word, you know, and that would be kind of hard if someone is very close to me physically. But yeah, I never thought of actually grabbing and pulling. And I'm sure all the men listening now are like, oh my God, that would suck. That will hurt like hell. And yes, but you know what the idea is? The idea is that when younger women are molested, they are so fearful and so, unknowing, you know, and so ignorant of human anatomy and so afraid of getting caught, because usually the perpetrator, especially if it's someone in the family, makes them feel that it is their fault that they are being molested. And the perpetrator makes them feel as though if someone knows about it, they will get in trouble, and that it should be a secret because this is something that should not happen and it is their fault. And this is, you know, a lot of psychology, you know, that works on younger women because they are so innocent and they don't know anything about anything. But an older woman would definitely know what to do and would definitely know how to defend herself. And this also brings me to another premise that bothers me in this whole question. Why is this question being asked of women in the first place and not of men at all? I mean, are women helpless? Is this question based on the idea that a woman is helpless, unable to defend herself, and so stupid that she can't, you know, outwit a man? Every single one of my friends can outwit a man in a second. Women are intelligent. Even if they're dealing with a psychopath, they can actually try and get out of the situation because of their smarts. Just with words alone and with actions alone and using their intelligence, without using any physicality, without using any physical force towards any man, they can get out of a situation because of their smarts. And this is something that really bothers me. And we have to get out of the stereotype. We women are not, you know, Rapunzel stuck in a tower waiting for the prince to come and save us. We are not Sleeping Beauty lying down, unable to move unless a man comes and kisses us. We are not Snow White dead while alive, waiting for a man to bring us to life. We have to get out of these stereotypes. This is not what a woman is. A woman is a being with muscles, with physical agility and physical ability, with intelligence and smarts. And I will bet you she can outwit any man, no matter the situation. I know I get so emotional discussing these topics, but come on. You know, I was talking to one of my friends about this, and she laughed and said, you know, I would rather be with a bear for only one reason, that a man would probably not shut up, and he would maybe go on talking about, you know, how good he looks, or how strong he is, or how he goes to the gym all the time, and he can lift the tree by himself, or whatever. Again, I tell you, when women choose the bear, at least most women, when they choose the bear, it is sarcasm and it is irony and it's a joke. So, at least to me. So, would I choose a man or a bear? Oh, please. Yes, I would choose a man. And yes, I would have romantic ideas. And yes, I would want to live this beautiful romance in the forest. And if by some shitty luck, this man turned out to be a psychopath, I would be smart enough to outwit him and survive, okay? And if you ask my dad now, you know, if he'd rather have me in the forest with a man or a bear, he would tell you, please let it be a man. No, seriously, well, this is ridiculous. It has really gotten out of hand, in my opinion. And I believe that we should not propagate such hate towards, you know, men, towards any male in the society. The percentages of, you know, murderers are even less than, you know, sexual offenders. So we're talking here about like 0.001% probably of population who is a serial killer, and maybe 0.1% who is a murderer. So, and this goes for both men and women. Again, I have to tell you that women also, you know, can commit murder and can commit sexual assault. And there are many young boys who have been assaulted by women. Yes, not something we would like to hear, because we always want the woman to be the mother, but it is true. And I will end this episode by sending all my love to men and wishing them all well. And okay, I have to admit that sometimes, you know, men can shape up and, you know, show more respect to women and, I don't know, they can listen better and they can work on themselves to improve, you know, how they handle themselves in relationships, learn how to heal their wounds so as to show up better for their partners. But the same thing goes for women as well. You know, partnerships and relationships are not easy, and both parties, the men and the women, have to show up for each other. And, you know, It's just, you know, it's a dance between two people. So on this note, I will end this episode. And for now, I wish you a lovely weekend and I send you all my love. Take care.